I am Kathy, and very grateful for this program. It's a lifesaver. And thank you, Elizabeth, for asking me to come in tonight. So I'm gonna start with the present, so I don't drag you all through the past where you finally get to see the good stuff. I'll just start by saying that I got into SLA almost 8.5 years ago, which is hard to believe. It was June of 2015, and I barely know who that person is now. Barely. So much so that I moved to another country, and I'm in Mexico City, and it was my very last qualifier in LA that made me do some real soul searching. And Los Angeles is very important to me because it's where my work is, but the state became one huge qualifier for me now that I think out loud. And I really needed to start over. So yes, I did a geographic, and I just celebrated my 4th year here 2 weeks ago. And for me, it was the best thing I could have ever done for myself, because although I'm a woman of a very certain age, I'm older than all of you, I grew up in these last 4 years, especially this year. I can say I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table, and I know my value, and I can't ever devalue myself again, which is what I did for decades. I mean, I hate to say how old I am, but this was the year that Medicare happened. So terrifying, but I feel so young. And I think that SLAA and just making a lot of new life choices got me to this place, because I live in top line behavior now. It's anything from movement, like I went to the gym today. I made all kinds of, excuse me, amazing vegan food. And yeah, there are things that slip in and out of my head about my past or the qualifier that really catapulted me back into this program, because there is a PTSD thing going on, but I tackle it, and I feel I'm tackling it with grace, and I am forgiving myself. I was very naive. I just didn't know. I was a late bloomer as far as, frankly, human beings. We don't know who people are. And so this program is my toolbox, and I use it for every single area of my life, whether it's my work, whether it's, I don't know what word to use, vetting people for friendship, obviously dating, and I'm going to refer to my notes. I feel that once we got into these Zoom rooms in March of 2020, I was very, very raw, and I had only been in this country for 4 months. And so even as painful as the pandemic has been, and how it's uprooted people's lives and really, really, I mean, devastated people, I have to say, it saved my life. I was lucky. I was isolated in a lovely place, and I was able to heal so much during this entire pandemic, which is still ongoing. But there's a lot of things that are going on. But so it gave me time to reflect, and it gave me time to really learn how to be alone and with myself. I moved for a while to an area in Mexico, which was a very expat-oriented area of the country called San Miguel de Allende. And, you know, what's really strange is that in Los Angeles, I only knew people, frankly, in the, you know, music business, film business, composing. And so living in this country, I was suddenly exposed to people who, frankly, were from corporate America. And it was, I had to use my tools of SLAA to try and keep myself grounded, because it was a very cliquey situation and I didn't fit into anywhere. And so a year and almost a half ago, I moved to Mexico City, and this is where I finally have created home. And with the qualifier that helped get me to this country, that was an experience that I had never understood, had never grappled with in my life. It was narcissistic abuse. And my OG narcissistic person is my mother. So basically, I was involved with my mother. You know, a bit about the past, I was a child of the 70s or a young teen of the 70s. And that was the era of Burn the Bra, Gloria Steinem, the whole thing. And I went to theater camp and lost my virginity at theater camp. It was, you know, it was just a whole different thing. And so I was such an awkward kid, but the only way I felt that I could sort of prove my worth was by being comfortable with my sexuality. And so I started young. I was 13, and I can't even imagine. I mean, I now feel so precious to myself. It's like, how did this child or this young person not have any education? My mom didn't educate me. I didn't grow up with a father. He died when I was two. And so the constant feeling in the household was a feeling of rejection. I was annoying to her. And I still am to this day. This woman is 94 years old. But because of the tools of this program and basically living in step 1 through 4 at all times as much as I can, I have a lot more patience, a lot more awareness of, frankly, other people's behaviors, and I can let it slide off my back. And I've not really, going back to the present now, I've not really done a lot of dating since I've lived here. I think that I just really needed to heal from decades of feeling like shit. And whenever those feelings start to creep up, I can I can dissipate them, and I can, you know, create. And speaking of creating, when my sex and love addiction was so rampant, this is a really fascinating thing for me, actually. And sorry, I feel really nervous, but I'm just trying to get through. And I want to shed some light on things. And if anything resonates, wonderful. But I think I feel nervous, so I'm sorry. And I shouldn't apologize, but I am. When I think back to all that sex and love addiction, acting out, yes, a victim of three rapes, just so much. When I was involved with these men, including a marriage, I was married for 12 and a half years. I never had a sense of self. And I loved my ex-husband to pieces, but that was a 22-year age gap. And I didn't vet him. I didn't know him. I didn't know he was a gambler. The man was taking my money, and it was just, this is a program where you learn how to vet people. There are so many predators out there that we have to pay attention, more so now than ever. So I can look back and think about, and my work, which I do music and sound design for film trailers, I've listened back to older files, and they're unlistenable. I don't know how I even made a living in this business. It's terrible. And that's because I was so stuck in the disease, or as we would say, dis-ease. And I also was a fantasy addict, very much so. I still am, and I have to be aware of this, because my head can spin. And also, I work alone, so I'm alone almost 24/7 unless I do something socially with someone. But because of this program, a lot of beautiful things have unfolded, obviously. And something that unfolded for me was that in the last couple of years, my work became clearer, so much so that the guys that represent it say, you're a completely different talent. It's barely recognizable. And it's really been in these last 2 years and 10 months that I haven't acted out. I have not acted out. And so I've been able to just really zero in and focus. And now, this year in particular, I've had so much fun, just so much fun with my creativity. It's the first year I've become genuinely confident. I know what I'm doing. I'm so grateful to have gotten to this place, because I always felt like I was faking it. I faked it in every area of my life, and you know, with relationships, and I never felt smart enough. So I also feel that when I was involved with anyone sexually, I felt like I used sex as the go-to to keep them interested. And today, I feel like I can just sit across from someone and have an opinion. I never had real opinions before. And there's just so many things. I mean, all my notes went out the window. I'm a little bit upset with myself, but But I'm just saying that. Give me a second. Let me just breathe for a second, because we're honing in here towards the end. I'm also not used to being around a lot of female energy, so I'm terrified. I'm more comfortable in a room with men, and without intrigue, by the way. I've just always been that kid. My best friends were always male, and I never crossed the line with them. It was one of those unusual situations where I was sort of one of the guys. And so I think that, honestly, I feel a little intimidated, but I'm pushing through it and I'm being honest. But I just, again, am so grateful for this program and for all of you, because we are what make these rooms talk, and we learn from each other. And without you, and there's some people here who I've known from the rooms for years when I was in LA in person, and their shares or their leads were always very impactful. So it's nice to see you. And 3 minutes and 25 seconds. I see that. And I don't really know what more to share. I just am so grateful that this program exists, because I believe I will share this one thing.
3 minutes.
Okay. Thanks. This is imperative, very important. When I was heavily in the disease, my health deteriorated. So I moved to this country with my health going straight downhill, because when you're in toxic situations, your adrenals get pounced. And when your adrenals are getting taxed, it infiltrates your whole body. So what I've been able to do these last few years is anything that's toxic or that I feel is toxic, I'm a little jumpy because of some former situations, that I sort of remove myself from a toxic situation very quickly, whether it's a friendship. You just know it's trust your gut time. So what I'll say here about the health thing is that I've healed a lot of health conditions, and that's partially by, you know, sorry to plug this guy, but he's a game changer, medical medium. He helped me. And so I'm able to live. I have more energy than I've ever had in my life. And I'll end with this. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know if there's going to be someone in my life again. I'm really trying to sit with, can I just live my best life the way it is? Maybe. Let's see, because I really do now enjoy being with myself, which I never had before. I never did. So thank you. I really appreciate being here.